Mike Dell's World number 260 for Friday, October 13th, 2017.
I think it's time for Mike Dell's World.
There it is.
I've enjoyed the summer season, this go-round. The mountain streams and the wooded trails. The sun was pleasing. Her benefits were found in every holler, hill, and vale. Still I thrill to feel the flagging of the heat when the dog days of August come to heel. Into the shadows at September's gentle feet, it brings a joy, but that ain't all I feel. Early this morning, I was up before the sun, putting the storm windows in. I mink oiled my boots, and I polished my gun. I laid away my summer sin. And through the window, while shaving, I see, with a cold draft of dread, crimson and golden all over the trees and in the glass, the gray all on my head.
And the shock of October won't knock you over. You knew it would come all along. Treasure September, but always remember October rolls over so strong and summer is gone.
The night is falling, the sky is pink. Wind walks the land. The frost comes calling. The grass is looking grim. And the gun is in my hand. Old man Winter's a liar and a cheat. But he ain't due for a spell. I've got two shells, and if the first one don't beat him, then the last, my friends, is fairly well.
And the shock of October won't knock you over. You knew it would come all along. Treasure September, but always remember October rolls over so strong and summery.
Gone.
Yeah, it sure is. Summer is gone. It flew by. I don't know exactly what happened to summer. Haven't done much podcasting either. Well, at least not on this channel. Of course, I did my 100th show last time I put it out on this feed for Podcast Help Desk. Also, I'm retiring a show, but we'll talk about that later. See what's been going on here at Mike Dell's World. you know, sounds so narcissistic, but what it is. It is what it is. Let's see, up here in Traverse City, of course, the summer just flew by. We, this summer, did a little change up on our arrangements as far as camping and all that. Of course, we sold our trailer. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last episode. I don't even remember the last episode. When was that? The last real episode. So we sold our trailer and got a motorhome. A little Class C, an older one, you know, nothing fancy. It's really good shape, but older, low mileage, Class C. So you know, it's got nice queen bed in the back, and it's on a Ford E350 chassis. So it's you know, good solid truck underneath it, and you know, excited that. You know, pulling the trailer with the Cadillac was, you know, we would either have to replace the truck or replace the whole mess. So we replaced the whole mess. And we've had a couple of good voyages in the motorhome. The last one was last weekend. We took it down to Grand Haven. And I got to tell you a story about this campground we stayed at, but we'll go toward the beginning of the summer. Was getting some firewood from a friend of mine. Over on the other side of town, and, you know, I've got this little Ford Ranger pickup truck, and, you know, can't haul a lot of firewood, and I bought a, you know, whole cord of firewood, so I had to make two or three trips, and sitting alongside the road was this motorhome, and I kept driving by it, and I did, like, I had to make, like, four loads of wood, and on the third load, I said, I'm going to pull in and take a look at this motorhome, and I took a look at it. It was really nice on the inside, and didn't look too bad on the outside, and tires looked good. Everything looked real good at it, about it. And so I called and took some pictures and got home, unloaded the load of firewood, and asked Kathy what she thought of the idea. And she said, we don't need to do that, blah, 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 you know, whatever, and poo-pooed the idea. And then I showed her the pictures, and she goes, oh, that looks kind of cool. Well, yeah, let's go look at that. So on the fourth load, she met me over there, and we met the owners because they live somewhere else, and we're just parking it on a busy road to get rid of it. And we took it for a little ride and kind of, I don't know, about fell in love with it, but said, yeah, this is a pretty nice thing. And so we did that, got that. I think that was probably in June. Yeah, it had to have been June because I used it for Ham Radio Field Day, which is the last weekend of June, and that was great. I got to you know, break it in a little bit by myself, and then 4th of July weekend, we went out to Benzonia and you know, stayed in a regular campground. Well, you know, that's odd for us. Usually, we're dry camping somewhere. Or camping in one of the state park campgrounds where, you know, you had to be on battery or generator if you want power. And, you know, it's more roughing it. Of course, you know, who's roughing it in a either a trailer or a motorhome? So it's not really roughing it. And that worked out nice. And, you know, we've been enjoying it. Went to the Sugar Island Music Fest again this year in August. Took it up there, and it got better gas mileage, even with the big old 460 big block engine, than the Cadillac with the 350 hauling our trailer. So we got a couple more miles per gallon. Even if it would have been the same or a little worse, it was still better because, you know, a lot more elbow room. It's got nice relaxing chairs and a nice big... place to sit to eat dinner, and you know, what do you call that? A dinette. It's got a nice, huge shower in it, and all that. In fact, that 4th of July week, I actually worked from the motorhome. You know, the job I have now, I can work as long as I've got a internet connection and a phone line or a cell phone. So that was great. You know, I had the laptop and Kathy went to the pool and, during the day, and I did my work, and then we camped and relaxed, had a campfire, and sat around out under the awning, and just beautiful. So, except for the last night there, the power went out in the campground, and that was not good because the of course that means the water doesn't flow, and the air conditioning doesn't work, and it was rainy and thunderstormy and all that, but it was still kind of cool, adventurous. And then, like I said, this last weekend, which, first weekend of October, we went down to Grand Haven. And, of course, all the good parks down there were closed for the season. And, we can't really stay at her mom's condo establishment with the motorhome because, the motorhome's 28 feet long and her driveway's about 24 feet long. So I think, and plus it's not level, and, that wouldn't have been cool. So we, we stayed at this campground, and I'm going to go ahead and name it. It's the Camper's Paradise, which, by the way, is a very, very ironic title for this campground. Now, this campground has a potential to be pretty nice. It really does. It's in the woods, but it's right between US 31, a very busy section of US 31, and a railroad track with trains on it periodically. So it's anything but quiet. But, quiet's not always a necessity when you're camping. It's about, just having a place to park where you're not going to get run off and, power and water and whatnot, when you're in a motorhome. But the people that own this place are absolutely obsessed. I was going to say psycho, but that's not quite right because, I'm sure they got their reasons, but they have a speed limit in the campground of 5 miles an hour, which, okay, that seems reasonable, except 5 miles an hour is a little bit hard to do. Let me back up just a little bit. We called ahead, because they were the only ones open. We called ahead and Kathy talked to the owner's wife, and the owner's wife seemed okay on the phone and whatever. And she says, well, we're going to be going to a funeral on Saturday because we're coming in on Saturday. And she says, well, just come in and, pick a spot that doesn't have something on it, and then we'll catch up to you when we get there, Saturday afternoon, evening. And okay, that sounds reasonable. So we pull in, we were running a little bit late, had a few household issues to take care of in the morning that slowed us down, and we got in there about 3 in the afternoon. Apparently they were back from their funeral. As we pull in, we go back to the back, and we're looking around for a spot, we get out and say, oh, okay, let's look, right, how about this spot here, and this guy comes wheeling up on a golf cart and says, hey, you guys don't belong back here, just rude as all get out. I'm like, well, okay, that's not a way you approach somebody, especially when they're a potential customer of your campground. And we go, well, we talked to the owner's wife. He said, well, I'm the owner too. Me and my wife own this place, and you don't belong here. Well, she said to come back and pick a spot, and then you guys would catch up with us and all that. And I mean, he was just rude. You don't approach somebody that's rude, somebody that's a potential customer that way. So that was the first impression. And then, we, on the way down, we stopped at her mom's house and borrowed the pickup truck that her mom has. And, so we had something to run around in instead of driving 2 cars down. And so anyway, Kathy goes out to get something and, at the store, whatever we were going to do. And I got the, camp set up and all was well. And then anyway, Kathy comes in and her friend also comes in, follows her in and, her car. And this guy comes wheeling up, says, you guys were speeding and da-da-da-da-da-da, and just like, well, what? They were going 7? I mean, you can't even idle, and stay at 5 miles an hour in most cars. But come to find out, they have some cheap little radar gun that they use, and the lady sits in the office there, and she radars everybody that comes by. And I mean, literally, if you're going six, she sends her husband out to chew your butt. Well, this guy came to our campsite over the weekend no less than six times. He threatened to kick us out no less than five times for, you know, whatever it was, you know, because we had friends and family coming to visit. That's why we, you know, went down there, because, you know, Kathy's from there, and we got a lot of friends and a lot of family and, you know, people visiting. And, I mean, this guy was just, you know, obsessed. And one time, you know, I was going out to go to the store because I was also hooking up some ham radio gear that I bought all the parts to do that, you know, way back when, and just never got around to it. And, you know, Saturday or Sunday morning, that's what it was, Sunday morning, I thought, well, all right, I'm going to put my ham radio antenna up and, you know, get the mount on the ladder and run the coax underneath. And, you know, I needed to run up to Home Depot and get a couple of things, you know, some zip ties and you know, just, you know, various things to run the coax right and all that. And I'm pulling out, and he wheels up to me, and he said, where are you going? I said, just hanging around the store. He said, oh, when are you going to come back? And I'm like, well, this really isn't any of your damn business. I mean, I was being nice. I was, you know, but I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? You know, anyway, so it was just psycho. And then I get online to read, and if you want to read some entertaining reviews, yeah, look up Camper's Paradise in Grand Haven on Google and look at the reviews. And it's funny that you'll see 20 or 30 one-star reviews, and then you'll see, you know, three or four or five-star reviews, and, you know, just talking glowingly about the place. And then you'll see a whole bunch of one-star reviews. And what it is there is people there that are you know, they rent for the whole summer. And of course, they're gonna, you know, not gonna do anything to make waves. And I'm sure, you know, the owner's family and friends also put the good reviews on there. But I mean, it and everything in the one star reviews are absolutely accurate. You know, I have to say. And like I said, you know, whatever, it's their campground. But wow, that is not the way to endear yourself to potential customers. So, you know, next time we go down with the camper, which probably isn't going to be that often, you know, because we usually just go stay at the condo there with Kathy's mom and all that. But, you know, next time we go down there, we're going to stay at a different park. You know, there's three or four of them around there, plus the state park's there. I guess we could have did that. But the problem with the state park there is it's right on Lake Michigan. And this time of year, you know, late in the year, it's not always a good thing to be right on the lake. Because, you know, cold, you know, we're right on the lake here too, you know, but, we're kind of protected, up here in Traverse City, because we're on the bay, you know, it's an inland bay instead of, you know, right out on the lake shore. So we don't get the harsh winds that, Grand Haven's beaches get. But, anyway, it was quite interesting. Got to winterize the camper. That's the next project. I'll probably be doing that on Sunday if the weather isn't terrible. It's supposed to be rainy, but I think I can still get a lot of it done because a lot of it's indoor work. Got to, you know, drain the water out and clean the tanks and all that good stuff, which just basically involves, you know, going up to the state park and, you know, using the dump station and, you know, then putting some antifreeze in and pumping that through and making sure everything's empty and putting some dryer sheets around to keep the mice at bay. By the way, if you have a mouse problem, dryer sheets work really well to keep mice out. We don't have a mice problem, but I want to avoid that. Also, got a couple of battery tenders from my buddy Jim. You remember Jim Farley? Used to do What's Up With That with me, and occasionally is a guest on this show. Anyway, he's also the battery dude, we call him. Anyway, he came up last night to his cottage up here, and he met myself and John over at Mexican Place for dinner and brought me up some battery tenders. So I'll put a battery tender on the house battery bank and on the truck battery on the camper, so I don't have to remove the batteries, and it'll keep them topped off over the winter and in condition. So hopefully I don't have to buy any new batteries anytime soon. That's always a problem with RVs here in Michigan anyway. When you have to winterize them, you know, they sit for 4 months out in the cold, and you know, don't want to bring the batteries in the house and all that good stuff. But you didn't want to talk about batteries. I don't know, just something to talk about. We did sell the Cadillac finally. We had that car for, or that truck, the SUV. We finally sold that, and then looking at my records, I put exactly 500 miles on that vehicle in 2 years. So it's good that we passed it on, and the guy that bought it is going to fix it up and go to Texas with it, apparently. So whatever, got rid of that, and now we're down to a reasonable level of vehicles in the yard, and the driveway is a little less crowded, and that's all fine and dandy. Let's see. The Beagles are doing good. I got Percy and Benny. They're actually sitting right here in front of me. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. This is a new studio location in the house. We decided we're going to do a basement renovation. So my office slash studio slash ham shack down in the basement is in the process. Well, not quite in the process yet. I just got moved up here, at least with the office and studio, up here to the, actually it's in the living room, over in the corner of our living room. Got a smaller desk and brought up the audio rack. And I did not bring up the big boom mic stand and the PR40 or the RE20. I just have the headset mic, which I hope sounds decent. I'm sure it does, because I've been using this pretty much exclusively for the last several episodes of all the podcasts I've done, and nobody's complaining. But so yeah, I'm up here in the upstairs for the winter. What we're going to do is we're going to take out all the walls downstairs. So, you know, we've had a couple of floods and all that. We're going to have a sump pump put in. Probably needed one for years, and finally going to just put one in and get that sump pump in, take out all the walls down there, clean everything up, and, you know, paint the walls. And it's got tile floors. I think I'm just going to leave the floors as they are. They're fine. And then I'm just going to build a little bit smaller room for my studio slash office. And it's going to be a little quieter because I'm going to put a full wall in and with an actual door. Wow, it's going to be crazy. I'm going to have an actual door on my office. But anyway, that's going to be the new studio slash office down in the basement. And we're going to leave the rest of it kind of wide open. That way, if we do have any flooding, which we shouldn't with the sump pump, we'll have, you know, have a nice, simpler area down there. Of course, I think I told you last year we got a new furnace, and I had to finally turn that on. I usually try to wait till October 15th, and didn't quite make it. Today, like I said, it's October 13th. I think I turned it on Monday or Tuesday, because, you know, we're getting down there into the 40s at night, and house, you know, my threshold is if the house gets below 60, I'll turn the furnace on. So, and then I crank it up to 70, but, or, well, I think it's 65 or something right now, which is fine. But it is nice being up here, being up in the living room. Definitely brighter. I've got windows. What's nice about where I'm going to put my office in the basement is it's got the one window, so in that section of the basement, so I will have a little bit of natural light, and like I said, it'll be nice and quiet and all that, and you know, for now, this works, and I'd probably be up here over the winter, and then Probably by the end of the winter, I'll have the new office built and have the studio down there. Not going to buy any more audio equipment. I think I'm pretty happy with what I have, unless it breaks. I've kind of come to the conclusion with the podcasting stuff is, you know what? Once it's good enough, it's good enough. You know, for the longest time, I was always kind of a gearhead. You know, I got a whole drawer full of microphones and a box full of mixers and various things. But I'm pretty darn happy with the setup I have. And I really like this headset mic because that way I can, you know, kind of stand up, sit down, you know, turn my head around, work on the computer. I don't have the big boom in my face and all that. And it works out pretty good. So let's see what else is going on. And I mentioned I was going to retire a podcast. As you guys know, I've done Geek of the North very haphazardly. Have to talk English. It's really early in the morning, by the way. I got up at 5 this morning because, I don't know, just woke up. So I'm sitting here in the living room studio. Kathy already went to work. She had an early morning something she had to do at work, so she left quite early. So I thought, well, what a better time to do a quick Mike Dell's World. But anyway, Geek of the North was over on the Modern Life podcast network at modernlife.network. And Steve Lee, who runs that network, has decided he's retiring. He closed his business, or at least one of his businesses. I think he still has another one of his businesses that he's going to do sort of part-time. And he's going to continue to do his podcasts. I think he's got a couple of them. I'm drawing a blank. He does a tech show with his son, Dave. And, of course, he also is the co-founder of the International Podcast Day, which just happened on September 30th. And he announced that he was retiring. And then he announced to everybody on the network that he's not going to be a full-service production. And, the network's going to be kind of, it's going to be there still. But he's going to kind of take a back seat on it. And, you know, said, hey, you know, if you guys want to continue, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. And I just thought, geez, you know, I've done maybe 5 episodes in the last year at the most over there. And, you know, as with this one, I don't really adhere to a schedule. And, you know, it just keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And I finally just said, you know what? I got too many irons in the fire podcasting-wise, so I am going to retire Geek of the North officially. I'm going to record the final episode of that probably a little bit later this morning before I start working. And that will be that. Kind of trimming the fat here. You know, I like Mike Dell's World because, you know, when I want to flip on the microphone and say something or play some tunes or goof off or experiment, you know, I can do that. And I appreciate you guys staying subscribed. If you are subscribed to Geek of the North, stay tuned for the final episode, and then that's just going to go poof. Just go away. Same thing with Traverse City podcast. It was a great idea, and I'm going to keep the site there because I may do something with that in the future, but I just never got the motivation to actually get that going properly. So I'm going to keep doing Podcast Help Desk, of course. I'm going to start my 101 series really soon. I've got several episodes laid out as far as the, I work off an outline on that one so that I stay on target instead of rambling like I do on this one. And I got several outlines together for what I'm going to call my 101 series, since the next episode is episode 101. I thought, what a better time to start over. So I'm going to start over with, you know, how to plan for your podcast, then, you know, how to, you know, get one going over the next 10 or so episodes. And so if you're interested in starting a podcast, it's over at podcasthelpdesk.com. And starting, let's see, this is the 13th, starting Monday morning, get on your Amazon speaker device, your Echo device. I hesitate to say the word Alexa. I can say it quietly because I don't want mine to wake up, or I don't want to wake yours up. But if you have one of those Amazon speaker devices, go into the flash briefing area and add podcast help desk news, because I'm going to start doing a daily either podcast news or a podcast tip daily over there. And that's going to be just a little 30-second to 2-minute blurb that's going to be available to add to your daily flash briefing over on Amazon Echo. And I'm going to record a bunch of those ahead of time and try to stay ahead of it. Yeah, you know, daily anything is hard to keep up on. I've done that before, but I really think this one will be interesting, and it'll keep my head in the game. You know, since I work in the podcasting industry, I'm going to have all kinds of tips to do. I may recycle some of them, who knows? And, you know, then there's always news and views and tips and whatnot that I can throw in there. So the thing's active. So, you know, go ahead and sign up for that if you have one of those Amazon Echo devices. Geez, I didn't want to promote a bunch of stuff. Making a quick update here that's been going on a half hour. Oh, well, it's morning. It's Mike Dell's World. It is what it is. I'm going to go ahead and spin another song. I've been kind of going through the archives here. You know, when I made the move upstairs, of course, I decided I would sit here and go through the hard drive and see what was on there, and I found my PodSafe Music Network folder. So any music that I'm playing comes from the podcast or the PodSafe Music Network, which is long gone, but these can be played on podcasts. I don't think the license expires. The problem is I don't really know the names of the artists or anything anymore. I get the title. So I'm just going to play another one from the PodSafe Music Network, and I'll be back here in a few minutes.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things that you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. Then you have the audacity to even come and step to me and ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another baller? When times get hard, he's the one to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, don't know what a man's about. Do you pay my bills? Do you pay my telephone bills? Do you pay my automobile? If you did, then maybe we could chill, but I don't think you do. So you and me are through. Now you've been maxing out my car, give me bad credit, buy me gifts with my own ends. Haven't paid the first bill, but instead you're heading to the mall, going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends like you be ballin'. Now you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think's at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. You don't know where none of these calls come from, and your mama's numbers are more than one. You're traveling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, he's the one to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, don't know what a man's about. Do you pay my bills? Do you pay my telephone bills? Do you pay my automobile? If you did, then maybe we could chill, but I don't think you do. So you and me are
pay my bills? Do you pay my telephone bills? Do you pay my automobiles? If you did, then maybe we could chill, but I don't think you do. So you and me are through.
You're listening to Mike on Mike Dell's World, a show about nothing.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Yeah, and that song there is called Bills, Bills, Bills. Not sure who sang it or anything. Didn't have really good ID3 tags in the file itself. But then that was Kathy, my wife, telling you that you're listening to Mike Dell's World, a show about nothing. That's about something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to drag this out too much longer, but figured I would jump in here and record something and put something out. This was episode 260. I should actually be somewhere around 2060 if I would have been on some sort of schedule. But, you know, this show's been around coming up on, let's see, it was 2005, April. Yeah, over 12 years. Of course, it started out as the Benzoid Report. If you listen to that episode 100 of Podcast Help Desk that I put out in this feed, then you know the whole history, blah, blah, blah. So, wow, 12 years. I only did 260 episodes. Oh, well. Enough about that. Everybody have a good fall, and I probably will be back sometime this fall. Who knows? I'm going to start doing some more historical podcasts and maybe some more, stuff about Northern Michigan and all that. But coming into fall here, we're getting ready to, get everything winterized, get the camper winterized, get the storm windows on, like that song that we played at the beginning was talking about. Get that all battened down, get the snowblower out and oil changed and tuned up and ready to go. Yeah, kind of looking forward to it, actually. And it's really nice that I don't have to commute anywhere, and I'm not on the road all the time like I used to be. So, all I got to do is make sure Kathy can get out of the yard, and she's got a new four-wheel drive that she's driving now that has good tires on it, and as long as it starts, she's only got a couple-mile commute, so that works out. So as long as she can get out of the driveway, we're golden. So, everybody have a good one. Talk to you later.
That's all, folks.